The first of two NASA Mars missions is on its way. Yesterday afternoon, a Delta II rocket blasted off from Florida, carrying the Mars Exploration Rover A, also known as Spirit.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, green board, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, engine start, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket carrying the Spirit from Earth to planet Mars.
The probe is scheduled to land on Mars on January 4th. If successful, it'll be the first mission to land on Mars since July 4th, 1997, NPR's Joe Palco reports.
The successful launch came after 2 days when the weather wouldn't cooperate on Florida's east coast. But on Tuesday, the skies brightened and the launch occurred bang on time. A camera mounted on the side of the Delta II first stage provided a dramatic shot of Cape Canaveral and the Kennedy Space Center rapidly receding into the background. Within minutes, the rocket was pushing into outer space. After a short spell in Earth orbit, the Delta II's engines reignited, putting the probe on a trajectory that will take it to Mars. About an hour after launch, radio signals from the spacecraft indicated everything was working properly. Earth and Mars are in just the right position for making the trip to Mars, and NASA's Mars Exploration Rover A is one of four probes that will all reach the red planet around the end of the year. Its twin, Mars Exploration Rover B, is scheduled to start its journey later this month. The European Space Agency's Mars Express launched last week, and a Japanese probe called Nozomi is also on its way to Mars, although its electrical systems were crippled by a solar flare, and it may not be functioning by the time it completes the trip. The two NASA probes and the European probe are all focusing on the question of where the water went. From space, it looks like many of the Martian rock formations were created by flowing water, but clearly that water is no longer there. Each of NASA's six-wheeled rovers has a robotic arm equipped with a tool that can scrape away covering of dust and grunge on the rocks. Then other instruments on the arm can look at the composition and microscopic structure of the rocks. That's the kind of data that can tell whether the rocks formed in a wet or dry environment. The European probe Mars Express is also looking at water, although its lander, called Beagle 2, also has an experiment that will look for the telltale signature of life, if there is any, on Mars today. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.